Hi guys, how are you all doing? Danny Comer again, and I am so excited to be back doing one of my amazing podcasts for you all. Oh my God, this morning I am going to be going over something amazing with you. So in this episode, I'm going to be talking all about winning your morning, which equals winning your day, which then equals winning your week, winning your month, winning your year, winning your life, right? It honestly is that important to win your morning. If you can get your morning routine down and you can win your morning absolutely amazingly, it will have an incredible impact, not just on your business, but on your whole life. I cannot tell you how important this is. Might sound quite dramatic, but I believe just by winning your morning, you can change everything about your life. If you feel stuck right now, if you feel like you're in network marketing, you can't get to the next position, or you feel like you're just not getting to where you want to be, trust me when I tell you, pay attention to your morning routine. It is going to make such a difference. And the biggest thing that I say in every single episode is once you start this, you have to be consistent with it. The biggest thing, if you want a successful life, if you want to become a six-figure earner, if you want an incredible life, you have to be consistent with everything that you do. Everything that I'm talking about in these podcasts, you have to be consistent with. The biggest reason people fail is because they stop being consistent, right? So I'm going to be talking to you today about winning your morning. So many people, as a result of listening to this podcast, will go and do it. Maybe do it for a day, maybe do it for a week, maybe do it for a month, but somewhere along the way, they will stop doing it. And I can hand on my heart tell you, winning my morning is something that I mastered. I mastered it and I become a six-figure earner. So you're listening to someone now that has done this. I'm not just talking from a place of, oh yeah, win your morning. I'm not just plucking it out of thin air. I'm giving you these tips because I had done this, right? I started to win my morning and it changed my life, okay? Now, I'm going to be talking to you about something called the 5 a.m. club, right? And 5 a.m. is really important, right? Not 6 a.m., not 7 a.m., 5 a.m., right? 5 a.m. is the time that I woke up for a long, long time, right? While I was going for like the top positions in my business and stuff like that. And it really, really helped me, right? So I might be talking to you about a 5 a.m. club and you might be thinking, oh my God, Danny, you are absolutely off your head. There is no way that I can wake up at 5. That's so early. Like, that's not even normal. Like, people shouldn't wake up at 5, right? And I'll tell you a little story. When I first heard about the 5 a.m. club, it was actually from one of my mentors, right? She actually said, right, let's all commit to all waking up at 5 o'clock together. Like, let's start tomorrow. Let's all wake up at 5 o'clock. Let's pop a post up on our Facebook at 5 o'clock to show everyone how like incredible we are, how motivated we are, how inspirational we are that we're getting up at 5 o'clock. And I remember thinking, you are nuts. I can't get up at 5 o'clock. And do you know what I did? I set my alarm at 5 o'clock. I woke up, I put my post on the wall like I was told to do, and I went back to sleep, right? And I thought, this is not normal. Like, you can't wake up at 5 o'clock. So I was kind of cheating, right? Thinking, right, I'll set my alarm, I'll get up. But you know what? That's not going to help anyone, right? You can't just, you know, get up and not really do like a daily ritual or discipline or anything like that and just, you know, do a post and go back to bed. That weren't working, okay? So actually, I started thinking, right, I do honestly want to be the top position in my business. I do honestly want to be a top earner within my industry, right? I'm working really hard. Maybe I should try this 5 a.m. club, right? Maybe I should do it. And I started to do it. And let me tell you, at first it was difficult. At first I'd set my alarm at 5 o'clock and I'd think, no, I can't get out of bed. I can't do it. I'd roll back over. I'd put snooze on. I'd want to go back to bed, right? And then I started doing it and I started getting up. And guess what? Over time, it got easier and easier and easier. And today, I can hand on heart tell you, I can get up at 5 o'clock every single morning without even an alarm clock. It gets to that point, right, where if you carry on doing it, you carry on doing it, your body clock then just gets you up automatically at 5 o'clock. And it's not even difficult anymore, right? It's not even difficult. You just wake up and that's it. Like, you don't even need an alarm clock anymore, right? So what do we do then at 5 o'clock? So we wake up at 5 o'clock. It gets easier and easier. You get up. Why does it help you then to win your day and to win your week and win your month and eventually like win your life, right? Because if you're a parent or you're someone that gets up and you snooze your alarm and you're getting up late, right? Your day is already running you. You are not running your day, right? If your kids are waking you up before you're waking up yourself, you've started off your day on the back foot, right? You've started off your day and you're not owning your day at all, right? There's so much, like, people have to have, like, a clear mind. You have to have a mind that's going to enable you to win your day. And this is what we do in the 5 a.m. club, okay? So I'm going to tell you what I do, right? So I wake up at 5 a.m. and I clear my mind. I start my day with some meditation. Okay, so this might sound, if you're someone that's never done meditation, you might think, well, what? How do I even do that, right? Where do I even start? I literally just sit in a quiet room. So I come downstairs and I sit in my office and I meditate. I listen to some meditation music and I just open my mind and I just think and I just let my mind just run away with itself, okay? So I meditate, but maybe for like 10, 15 minutes, right? I then do a morning stretch or some yoga. Which again, if you're someone that, you know, you've never done yoga or anything like that, just a simple like stretch exercise in, right? Okay, wake up your body, drinking lots of water. So I always start my day with drinking lots and lots of water. Then I'll go into my self-development part of my morning, okay? So once I've meditated and I've done my stretching and I've drunk my water, I'll go into doing some self-development. Now, this is so important because if you want to be successful, it's so important to work on your mindset. It's one of the biggest things, okay? Now, I've got loads of different self-development books that I listen to, and I can do another podcast for you where I go through every single self-development book that I listen to and how they've helped in different ways. But the self-development books that I like to listen to in the morning read in the morning are The 5 a.m. Club by Robin Sharma. And let me just read you a quote out of that book, okay? Take excellent care of the start. The 5 a.m. Club by Robin Sharma. And I'm just going to read you a quote out of that book. So take excellent care of the front end of your day and the rest of your day will pretty much take care of itself. Own your morning, elevate your life, right? Robin Sharma knows, right? Exactly what I'm saying to you. It's so true. You take care of that first part of your day and you will have an amazing morning. You'll have an amazing day. You'll have an amazing week. You'll have an amazing month. You'll have an amazing year. You'll have an amazing life, right? Robin Sharma knows. So the 5 a.m. Club by Robin Sharma. I love that one. Another book, Miracle Morning. If you've never done the Miracle Morning, oh my gosh, you haven't lived, right? So the Miracle Morning gives you 6 steps to your morning routine, okay? So sitting in silence, doing your affirmations, doing your visualization, doing your reading. So it gives you 6 different, I can't think of the other ones. It gives you 6 steps to your morning routine, right? And they are absolutely excellent. I absolutely love doing the Miracle Morning. And another one, which I have spoken about on this podcast before, and I love them. I love it so much, is The Magic. If you have not done Magic cover to cover and done each day at a time, oh my God, you need to do it, right? So The Magic is literally where it's like, right, day 1, you count your blessings. Day 2, you go out and find your gratitude rock, right? I've told you all about it before in one of my episodes and I absolutely love it. And I've done an episode all about gratitude and how important it is as well. It is literally so important. So I love the Miracle Morning. So all of these things are just such positive things that you're doing in the morning to set your day up for success, right? Like putting all of this positivity into your mind of a morning, doing positivity, like working on your mindset, like affirming things into your life. I'll always do my affirmations in the morning. I also have I am affirmation cards that say like positive things in them. I am talented. I am blessed. I am amazing. I am powerful. All of these types of like incredible, incredible affirmations to tell yourself all of this stuff in the morning is just so powerful, right? I just love doing this stuff before the other people in my house are even awake. That's why I have to wake up at 5 o'clock as well. My daughter gets up at 6:30. So if I didn't get up at 5 o'clock, I'd have no chance to get all of this stuff done. And it's just become so important to me, like mindset. If you guys want to be a top earner, mindset is literally everything. You have to have a strong mindset and you have to have your mind full of positivity, right? Full of positive language, full of I ams, full of incredible, incredible motivational language that's going to make you feel absolutely incredible. I have a gratitude journal that I write in every single morning. I have a manifest journal that I write in every single morning. What's the difference? My gratitude journal, I write everything that I'm grateful for. I write that every morning. The things that I'm grateful for, I list it. I say it out loud. My manifest journal are the things that I'm manifesting, the things that I want to bring into my life, right? The things that I'm working towards. And I write them in my journal every single morning as well. So all of these things are things that can help you to win your day. Okay, so what do I do after that? Okay, 5 a.m. is early, right? What is there to do after that? I've already done quite a lot, okay? I've done my meditation, I've done my yoga, I've drunk my water, I've done my self-development, right? What time is it now, right? By this time, it's just before around 6:30, and I've done all of that before 6:30, and I'm feeling absolutely epic, and I've got all of this energy, all of this excitement, all of this positive language in my head. What do I do then? I do a team call. So we do team calls every single day at 6:30. If you're in network marketing, it might be something that you already do. And if you don't do it, maybe it's something that you can start, right? They say no matter what level you are within your network marketing business right now, don't be afraid to start things, right? So you might be in a company or in a team that don't do 6:30 calls, right? Start doing them yourself. Why not? Do you know what they say? The person holding the marker makes the most money. And it's absolutely true. If you want to be a top earner, you have to do the action. You just can't wait for your upline to do the action. You can't just wait for someone else to do it, right? You be the person to go and do it. So I'm telling you, I do a 6:30 call every morning. I rather run it or someone in my team runs it. What do we do on these 6:30 calls, right? We do a DMO call. DMO is what we call a daily method of operation. So we do like tasks to set the team up for the day. So we do all of the income producing tasks like, right, let's all post on our story. Let's do our first morning post. Let's do some following up. Let's follow up in our messenger. All of these sorts of DMO things, right? And do you know how powerful this is? As a leader of a network marketing company, like I've got a really big team. We have lots of different people within our team, right? So we have people that work full-time. We have full-time mums. These 6:30 calls have just been absolutely incredible to set people up for their day, because some people work better when they're working in a group, when they're being told like what sort of tasks to do and stuff like that. So these calls have actually like changed so many people's businesses. So we've been doing these now for quite a while. And we only do them for like 40 minutes to an hour, and we get lots of stuff done. So like you are already, as I say, you're starting the day like ahead of yourself. You're starting the day like already having all of this stuff done. And if you are in a team right now, right, within the network marketing industry, and your team are running these 6:30 calls, but you are not getting on them, give yourself a little slap on in the face right now, right? Or a little slap on the hand right now, right? Because a lot of people think, oh, I'm not a morning person, I can't do that. These are limiting beliefs. You're telling yourself that, right? And I've had so many people that tell me, no, I'm not a morning person, I can't do that, right? But then they're negative, or then they're not getting the result that they want. And it's like, that's the story that you're telling yourself, right? Stop telling yourself that story. If you want more, if you want to become better, if you want a better result, if you want your mindset to grow, if you want your income to grow, be a morning person. Get up early. Why the hell not? Why not you? Someone else can do it, why can't you do it? Okay, so no excuses. 6:30 call if you've got one, okay? And then an amazing breakfast. And it's really important that you are fueling your body with good nutrition before you leave the house, right? Whatever it is, something healthy, something that's going to put nutrients into your body, because if you are going to have an amazing day, you have to have your body fueled with goodness, right? I always say this, right? It's like if you put the wrong petrol in your car, if you put diesel in your car and it's a petrol, what's your car gonna do? It's gonna break down, it's gonna stop working, it's not gonna function anymore, right? Our bodies are the same. We have to get into a routine of putting goodness into our body of a morning, and then we're gonna have a better day, we're gonna perform better, physically, mentally. It is literally so important, right? So that is literally how you win your morning, guys. I really hope that was helpful to you, okay? So just to kind of give you a little breakdown of what I've gone through, right? Win your morning, win your day, right? 5 a.m. club. So who is gonna commit to getting up at 5 a.m. Let me know, guys. Tag me in a story. My Instagram's Juicy Danny. Tag me, say I'm up. It's 5 a.m. Make yourself accountable. Tag me, tell me, right? 5 a.m. club. And I promise you, if it's difficult at first, it's going to get easier. It's going to get easier, right? Start your morning by clearing your mind, meditating, doing some stretching and some yoga, drinking some water, right? Then going on to doing your self-development, right? The Miracle Morning, Magic, 5 a.m. club are all books. that I would suggest, but obviously there's so much out there that you can listen to. I love listening to inspirational YouTubes as well. I just literally write in YouTube like morning motivation, and so much stuff comes up that you can listen to that gets you fired up, and you need to find people whose voices resonate with you, who you think, yeah, like this is the one, this is getting me going. Okay, so you'll find people that resonate with you on there. And then the team call at 6:30, where we get all of our income producing tasks done. So we've woke up, we've worked on our mind. I mean, if you're just getting up at 6:30 and getting straight on that morning call, and you're not doing all of the meditation, the self-development beforehand, it's not going to work as good, because yes, you're getting your DMO task done for your business, but you've not worked on yourself first, right? So if you're getting up at the 6:30 calls, well done to you. You're getting up, you're doing your task before everyone else, right? So you are one foot ahead, but I'm telling you now, you're not working on your mindset first, right? These DMO tasks that you're getting done, you're not getting done at the best of your ability. I mean, some people are getting on the 6:30 calls, but they're still in bed, they're not up, like they've not had their water yet, they've not meditated yet, they've not written out any affirmations yet, or said aloud any affirmations yet. It's gonna make such a difference, right? That extra hour getting up, that extra hour earlier is gonna make such a difference, I promise you, okay? So win your morning, win your day, guys. I hope that was helpful. I'll speak to you all soon.